This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Em, Grant and Ed is brought to you by the NAB app. Whether you're travelling, budgeting or online shopping, the NAB app has something for everyone. It's made for human.
I don't even know what Zeta is.
Oh, hello, podcasters.
That's the start of the podcast.
Hey, podcasters. Great to have you on board.
If you want to know,
strap yourselves in.
Zeta is the name of the computer program that's used here to sort of as a electronic rundown of all of the items that take place that go to air.
Mm. Oh, mine's showing YouTube at the moment. I'm just looking at clips of puppies.
Focus.
Wow. So many times you lose focus throughout the show. Sometimes I'll look at you and you're not even sitting there.
What gives you that? What gives you that impression?
You were holding your dog and two of your kids toward the start of the show.
I was saving my dog because there are two wedge-tailed eagles that are outside. Mm. When she goes out for a whiz, there's every chance she's not going to come back.
Mm,
and that's true.
It's a snatch and grab.
And can we talk about the fact you told us about Scouty? What happened with Scouty and the dog?
Oh, she bit the dog.
She bit the dog.
Not the
and
dog
what did she do? And what did she do to her sister?
She stabbed her in the neck with a fork.
Stabbed her in the neck with a fork, bit the dog. Yeah. Amazing stats for Scouty.
I'm breeding criminals of tomorrow, everybody.
Yeah. Isn't there a checklist? Is your child a future criminal?
Oh.
I think she's yahtzeed that
she's
one.
She's at 75%
yeah,
at
bingo.
Least.
Yeah.
You got to look at her drawings, they say.
Oh, good.
You got to look at their drawings.
And she's torturing ants and stuff like that.
There's a lot of black and brown in her colour scheme.
Are you waking up with her standing over you, just staring?
Yeah, she drew a picture of mum. Is that a bad sign?
Wow, you
I'm
went dark
kidding.
Now.
I'm kidding.
Okay, we might edit that out.
First beep ever in our podcast intro. Big day today. Feel good.
Sure
pregnant is. Woman trying to get her husband trying to get his parents to watch her give birth. What a weirdo that is.
Strange. But all three of them are strange. And then the parents are like, yeah, we want to watch.
I can't.
What?
No, I didn't get it.
No, my vagina's about to go through extreme trauma. That's all you'll see when you look at my face.
Like, yeah.
I don't need that.
So weird.
Yeah.
And also, we had the Grant for the Gold.
Mm.
Grant for the Gold. How about
that? Some good call-ins.
Far out. Dean from Married at First Sight. Excuse me, specialised rap.
How good? How good?
Bespoke rap.
I know. Oprah Winfrey, she called in.
Definitely was
Oprah Winfrey. Amazing.
And fart gags belong on radio.
Yes.
Jace Allen, if you're listening. Okay.
But, have a nice podcast.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready? Let's go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
Tell me where the freak's at.
Well, there he is for a Friday to May Trumpe.
As
he's known in France, Timmy Trumpet to the rest of us.
Okay. I like Timmy Trumpet.
Where do you think he is, guys?
Serbia.
Portugal. Oh. You're both close because he's in 21st of June, he'll be playing. He's in Belfast in Northern Ireland.
Oh,
and then he's going to Slovakia. Mm. And then you guys are right. Then he's in Portugal after that.
Oh, what a gigging machine.
He really is.
Yeah.
I want his booking agent. That guy is always working.
Honestly, we're on Timmy Trumpet's website.
Yep.
June 21st, he's got a gig. And then the dates continue all the way to August 28th. I reckon he's got a gig every 4 days.
Wow.
But he's done well.
Can we just stop talking over the top of Timmy Trumpet?
Sorry.
Just enjoy the beautiful nature of his music.
You're still talking.
Go.
Yes. I don't know how he does this for an hour, though. How did he?
What's his other song?
I don't know. We need to know
this is it.
He's got to have something else.
This is a short gig. He does a lot of them, but he does very short gigs.
I don't even know if he brings his trumpet to the gigs.
Oh, no, he does, because I've seen I watched a bit of footage.
Thank God.
And he's got he sort of has like a thing attached to the front of it.
Amazing. If we don't have him playing at our last show of the year, I don't even know.
We can't afford him.
He's got a private jet, guys.
I don't want to put too fine a point on this, but I can't hear any trumpet in the background.
That's the trumpet. That bit.
That bit of electronic Casio keyboard.
That's the trumpet.
Oh, Timmy!
That's his innovation.
That's not brassy enough.
Are you questioning his art?
No, I'm just saying it's just, I don't think he's...
Wow.
That sounds... No. That's gone through some sort of mixing desk. There's maybe some...
Oh, dude.
He's such a turncoat
I was really excited.
It's not a bugle. You're allowed to sort of adjust it slightly. What a monstrous date. Our destination unknown. We're giving away two holidays today thanks to Travel Zoo. We're actually going to start with it next. If you've registered, you need to be listening, because if in half an hour's time you don't call, we're just going to throw open the phones and $2,500 worth of holiday is up for grabs.
I'm going to dub in executive producer Kimmy. I hope they don't call. I want to give a holiday away to the public.
She did say that. Shawn Mendes, the wonderful Shawn Mendes we're going to speak to. Oh, she's not happy.
She
with
wants
that.
The people to win. She wants our everyone who hasn't registered and been slack to have a crack.
Because she's a person who wants the collective good.
Correct.
Because she's a communist.
Wow.
You a commie?
Yeah, daddy commie.
You're a commie, huh? She thinks she's more of a socialist, but we'll soon find out. That's what they all say. And Feel Good Friday, great story. Dating with dogs.
Wow. Oh, my God. Yes, please. I want to go to there.
Dating with dogs.
This sounds good.
Yeah. Plenty on. Let's get straight into it. The World Cup started last night. Not just one World Cup, more than one World Cup.
The real one started, not the soccer one, the other one.
And what did Robbie Williams do when he got the gig to do the opening ceremony? So, overnight, the World Cup has kicked off. Nah.
Don't care about that one because, guys, we're sending our Quidditch World Championship team off to the Quidditch World Cup. We are the reigning champions, guys.
Australia is.
Australia are the reigning World Quidditch champions.
At the made-up game of Quidditch.
How dare you? Now, Ed,
isn't this game, but hang on, this is a Harry Potter game.
Played on broomsticks in the
but
sky.
But isn't it played in the air?
That is correct.
So how do you play it on?
Well, we've had to adapt it. I'm glad you asked. Basically, every team has three chasers who wear white hairbands, and they have to pass the quaffle, which is a slightly deflated volleyball.
Yes.
Through any of three hoops. Each team also has a keeper and a green headband who's basically the goalkeeper, right? And they're going to stop the chasers from scoring. Right. Then there's the beaters wearing black headbands who control the bludgers, which are slightly deflated dodgeballs. Okay, and you've got to throw them at the opposing team. And if you hit someone, they've got to drop their ball straight away, right? And there's a seeker who has to try and get this golden snitch. And the golden snitch is a guy in a gold headband wearing a little tail, and you've got to try and grab the snitchy's tail, and then that's the winner.
Tell me, how many people are on the team? There's like 30 people.
Yeah, there's 29 players on the World Cup team.
And where is it taking place this year?
Lots of subs.
Florence. In Italy.
Of course it is.
What do we call the Drop Bears?
Well, that's a funny
the
name.
The Drop Bears, yeah.
That's so Aussie.
Goes from 20...
Isn't flying, though, the amazing... Nah. Isn't that the most kind of important part about Quidditch and that's the one thing you can't do?
Wouldn't have thought so. No, and I want you to know they do run around with brooms between their legs.
Oh, of course you do.
Which sounds amazing.
Like it does feel like the Bathurst 1000 with sort of cardboard cars.
But good luck to them.
I'll be keeping you updated on the Drop Bears.
Sounds like a lot of university students here.
Oh, no, that's true, isn't it? Didn't it come out of university in New South Wales somewhere?
I think it did. I think I remember doing a weather forecast from the first Quidditch game.
They do.
And it's exactly where it was. You're right.
I tell you, there's some big, fit boys in that team. Like, I wouldn't want to take on them in Quidditch or...
They couldn't get into the...
Well, yeah.
Ultimate Frisbee team. And that's what you end up doing.
Well, my husband played Ultimate Frisbee.
The World Cup got kicked off last night. Russia won 5-0 over Saudi Arabia. Robbie Williams got the job as the opening act in the opening ceremony. And
what'd you think?
To be honest, I didn't watch the opening ceremony.
I liked their sparkly. There was the girls in sparkly red tracksuits with soccer balls on their elbows. It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But Robbie got a lot of grief.
Yeah, Robbie was getting grief, you know, why are you working for Russia, da-da-da-da-da. Mm. And so he changed the lyrics to his song to reflect his mood.
And then
he flipped the camera. So Rock DJ, he changed it to "I did this for free," and then gave him the bird, and then went and sat in his VIP seats, no doubt for
with
the rest
Putin
of the,
and the King of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, no doubt for the rest of the tournament.
Yeah.
So is that to palm off any suggestion that there might have been some dodgy cash changing hands?
No, it's just Russian money in general because you know they don't have a great human rights track record.
True. Okay,
and he was seen to be taking money from Russia, and then he just said, "No, I didn't."
Gotcha. I'm just here for the game.
Yeah, I'm just here for the game. But, you know, if it's FIFA money, so...
It is dodgy money.
Yeah. Like that's the whole premise is that it's somewhat... let's not forget that when Russia won the World Cup, when they got handed the World Cup, and then there was an investigation that got started into the whole process, they said, hey, could we see the computers with which that you used for your bid? To which the Russians replied, we don't have them anymore. And they said, what do you mean? They said, oh, we'd only borrowed those computers from a friend... And then we gave the computers back and they've all been destroyed.
If I had a dollar.
I know. It's the global.
The dog ate my homework.
Exactly. It's the global equivalent of a dog ate my homework. And then there's nothing they can do about it. So safe to say it's all above board.
Russia.
Blackie Jack in the studio. Hello, mate.
Good morning.
Nice to see you.
You too.
We send you out. To meet the people when they're out and about during the week, when they've had a couple in happy hour.
Various states of hydration.
Thank you. And you ask them the trivia questions. Where did you go last night?
Yeah, this week I went to Newtown.
Oh, which one? Which joints?
Just went along the whole strip.
Along King Street?
Yeah, yeah. Along to the bank. And then there's this one next to the train station.
I used to go one the 24-hour pub that when I lived in Newtown when I was a student, when the one that we used to go to, we used to time it because they had to close for 45 minutes to an hour in order to sort of clean the place and remove most of the smell. But and that was often happening at around 7 a.m. So if we were having a big one, we knew to show up there at 8 a.m. because that's when they would put out all the new snacks like Cabana sticks and
such a good scam.
Yeah, we'd get our first drink in and
yep.
Pieces of cheese.
All right.
Let's go to the tape.
The FIFA World Cup is about to be held in which country?
Oh, I don't know. Soccer. I don't know. Brazil or something. Brazil.
I don't know.
Germany.
England, because that's all they care about.
Egypt.
Egypt.
Brazil. No. China. Who plays soccer? Melbourne. Oh, wait, that's not a country.
Manchester.
No idea.
Hungary.
Is it Russia?
What gifts did the three wise men give to baby Jesus?
Stuff that a baby couldn't use. Wasn't it Frankenstein?
I watched Tickle Me Elmo, a Connector 4, and Twister.
Some Home Remedies.
Frankincense, myrrh, and iPad.
Frankincense. Damn it, Jack. Who hosts Sunrise?
Stefan Ovett. Is it? No, Carl and Lisa?
Seven.
No. Larry.
No, nine.
Is Carl seven? Is Carl nine?
I don't watch TV.
Carl, if you're listening, I've always loved you.
Katrina Roundtree.
Carl Stefanovic and whoever woman puts up with him.
I don't know.
Whoever's free at the time.
Koshy and Mel.
Armitage and Koshy.
How many leaders make up a killer leader?
Killers aren't real. 100.
It just sounds funny.
How many leaders? Nothing. What? I'm so bad with these questions. Don't ask me these questions.
1,000.
What is the time difference between Sydney and Melbourne?
Half an hour. Like Queensland, right?
40 years.
2 hours, 0.
No time.
No time.
No time. None. There's none, but they're a little bit slow.
Well done.
Great news for the Today Show and for Sunrise.
Yeah, Carl was a common denominator in all of those answers, even in none of the questions about Sunrise.
Grant, how much would they spend on promoting the fact that they are the people that host those shows?
They have such a branding issue. Clearly, that is not translating at all. I particularly love Jesus' presence of frankincense, myrrh, and an iPad.
Now, I understand, Jack, that unfortunately things took a turn when you went out.
Well, these people were in Newtown, were actually quite friendly, and then they wanted me to get involved in the question, so they decided to, turn it around.
Let's have a go.
How many people went to the guy's funeral who passed away that made fairy bread?
Is that like a known fact, or am I just guessing?
No. Hundreds of thousands.
I didn't realise I was getting set up there, so I thought this was an actual question, but it was a joke.
That is a good one, Lucky Jack. Well, that's really tickled Grant. We may not hear from him again today. He is loving that.
Oh, that's brilliant.
You should tell your kids that, Jake.
Don't you worry, mate. Yeah. 905, look out.
Excellent. Well played, Jack.
Thanks.
Get all the M, Grant and Ed you've missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
M, our next guest is a genuine superstar.
So excited. Calm down with your hit machining. Shawn Mendes, welcome.
Good morning, Shawn Mendes.
How's it going?
Will you just settle down with being so young and talented? I've had it with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, your new album, which includes the hit single In My Blood, which I know we're going to be playing after next, we've spoken to you. Went number one, so that's your third. You've now had a billion streams on Apple iTunes. You can retire now, dude.
Yeah, I'm good. I guess I'll retire now that I'm 19 years old. We're good.
Okay, fine.
And
good.
So, Sean, your story is an interesting one because Em was telling us that her kids were watching you on
Vine.
In less than sort of 5 years ago, and that's how that you were discovered.
Yeah, that's how everything started. When I did Vine, and it was these 6.5 second videos, and I posted videos at a really good time. It was a mixture of good timing and good music and a little bit of luck, and you know, I kind of rode off of that wave, and then very quickly stopped vining and started writing music, and then I started doing this.
And never looked back. And then you think about how far that journey has come in such a short amount of time. To be included in Time's annual list of the 100 most influential people in the world, does that just blow your mind, man?
Yeah, I mean, it's insane. And you know, standing in the room with these incredible people and hearing their stories and, you know, comparing it, you know, to what you've done, is just like, it was a really, really big honor to be there that night. But yeah, it's crazy.
I got to ask, I know you're young, but you've, you know, obviously now you've really been very, very successful. Who is your favorite famous person that you've met? Where someone you've met, you go, oh, yes, such and such. Who is it for you?
Hugh Jackman is one of them, definitely.
Aussie Hugh. Oh.
Yeah, and we share a vocal coach. And the second I met him, our vocal coach makes us do this thing called a lion's pose, where we stick our tongue out and we stretch our hands out and do this big stretch. And the second he met me, he's like, all right, let's do the lion's pose, and wanted to take a photo.
That's so Hugh. Shawnee, World Cup started. You're a big soccer fan.
Yeah.
Mm. And you recorded a little song, I understand.
I recorded a Portuguese version of my song In My Blood.
We're going to
listen.
Keep telling me that it gets better. Does it ever?
So your father, you said your father's from Portugal. How mad for the World Cup is your father?
He's pretty crazy for it. My whole family is, and it's. I mean, out of everything I've done in my career, this is one of the coolest things I've gotten to do by, you know, a landslide. It's insane, you know, to be able to have the song, you know, for the country. We're gonna win this year, so there you go.
Wow! Ooh, well, controversial.
Sean, you have an aging defense, but you have a really solid defense, and then you have the X factor up front. Once Cristiano Ronaldo, and who knows, maybe Ricardo Quaresma will come off the bench and do something special. Sean, your thoughts?
They need me. If they need me, I'll jump on the field.
Oh my God!
You made it here first. Right. Amazing.
Do you speak Portuguese still, or did you have to learn it for the song?
I don't. I can basically say obrigado, which means thank you, and then I can't speak anything else. I had to learn it.
Well, you fooled us.
Yeah, we thought
you were native in the language. It's amazing.
That's the point.
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah,
now, I need to ask on behalf of my 17-year-old daughter, when are you coming here with your body and face and talent and guitar? When are we seeing you in Sydney?
I think I'll be back soon. I don't know exactly. I'm pretty sure I'm coming back to play a show this summer. But I don't quote me on that. But tell your 17-year-old daughter that I'm coming back soon.
You're very big in my house. I have an 11-year-old daughter and a 17-year-old, and you're very big in the house. And I think you're wonderful also in a non-creepy way.
Yeah, in a nice way, Sean, in a nice way.
Well, Sean, we're really grateful that you've come to talk to us. I know we're one of the only Aussie stations you're talking to, and we're now going to be playing. If you want to introduce your own song, we're playing In My Blood right now. So if you want to do the radio thing for us, that'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. What's up, guys? It's Shawn Mendes, and this is my brand new single, In My Blood.
Yes, Shawn Mendes.
And now in Portuguese, please.
Yeah. I wish I could.
Okay, Shawn Mendes, thanks for your time, mate.
Cheers, guys. Have a good one.
Now, I understand, Grant, that some tragedy nearly befalled Princess Popping Popcorn.
Let's just say it is a battle to survive on Camp Denya at the moment. I've been telling you about the ground attack that we've had recently by the Black Panther that's been coming along and terrorising our neighbourhood, stealing our baby lambs, et cetera, et cetera. I walked out the back yesterday and there was an attack from the air.
What?
There were two gigantic wedge-tail eagles circling over the top of our backyard, eyeing off... eyeing off Princess Popcorn.
Now, what? Princess Popping Popcorn is what type of dog?
She's a cavoodle.
Classic farm dog.
But slightly larger than, say, a chihuahua.
Mm-hmm.
So well within the wedge-tailed eagle's range.
100%. Yes. Looks well like a small marsupial.
Totally could be grabbed by the talons of a wedge-tailed eagle, let alone two of them. And what alerted me to this near emergency was that I was just in the kitchen, just washing up some dishes, and this giant hare ran past, like a really oversized rabbit, just scooted past at a million miles an hour. I went, wow, that's what's going on there. And then another one went past and went, wow, this is like a stampede. And then I looked up at the sky and they were coming in for the swoop.
Oh.
So then I run out the back, gone, Princess Popcorn's out there all alone. And then they were ready to go.
I know that this sounds somewhat far-fetched, but a mate of mine in rural Queensland has lost two Maltese to this very phenomenon.
You're kidding. Is this a thing?
It does happen.
No. This is so much of a thing. My mate works for Triple M. My mate Dobbo, he was walking along and, you know, we got him to tell the story on air and we were hiding Snickers. And he...
his dog did it.
Just walking along, next, looks down, dog, looks up, looks back down, feathers, dog gone.
No!
You're kidding me!
This is a 100%, this absolutely, eagles take small dogs.
Oh, I would take to the air after it. I don't know what I would do. I would fly, I would flap. Imagine, it would be so helpless.
I've been watching them in the last week and they have, I reckon, a near on 2 meter wingspan. They are massive.
Mate, they could take you.
I was just going to say, you should not wander around in the backyard.
Don't wear like an animal onesie.
Wear a fur coat. No fur coats for you.
I'm bunkering down, guys.
Today FM's $100,000.
Beat the bomb. Beat the bomb.
Here we go, 7:05. The cash bomb is loaded, and today it is Tegan from Kingswood. You've gotten through.
Oh, wow. Yay.
Tegan, do you have a figure in mind? Everyone goes in with a plan.
I would hope for maybe $1,000. A little bit more would be lovely, but...
Okay. It's a realistic dream. It's good.
I don't want to be greedy.
All right, good. All right, let's do it.
Bomb's loaded. You yell out, stop, you receive the last cash amount revealed. If the bomb goes off, you do go away empty-handed. No one wants that to happen. That all makes sense. Are you ready to go?
I'm perfectly ready to go.
Let's light that fuse.
$800. $950. $1,000. $1,200.
Stop.
Yeah, stop. Yeah. Stop. $1,200. Again.
Good job, Tess.
Well played. Okie doke. Let's see how far you could have gone.
$1,650. $1,700. $2,000. $3,000. $4,000.
Oh, no.
Well, I can hear a kid in the background yelling stop intermittently, Tegan, so...
is my little son who loves Grant Denyer.
What's your son's name?
My son's name is Gary, and he won't go to sleep until he watches Family Feud.
Gary, I love you, Gary.
Give Gary a survey, says Gary's a top answer. Go on, give it to him.
Gary, you ready for this? Gary, I surveyed 100 people and survey says you're my favourite little human.
Yay. Bad luck, Sailor and Scout. Gary takes it out. P.S. There should be more babies called Gary.
I'm so pro that name, Tegan. I love little Gary. What a champion. Amazing.
I love Gary. Ooh. Well done, Tegan. Oh. A woman has gone on to an online forum called, what's it called?
Cora.
Cora. And you've said it's a highbrow.
Yeah, they paint themselves as sort of like a highbrow Reddit or sort of Yahoo Answers. You can ask semi-tough questions and, okay. they'll give you an answer. But it's the internet, so you can't trust everything. But they do often have interesting stories put up.
Great. And it's also not the hate... makes me so mad. It's not Mumsnet.
No, it's okay.
You know, Mumsnet makes me rage.
It does.
But this isn't Mumsnet. Basically, she wrote, I'm pregnant and my husband is forcing me to let his parents in the delivery room, but I do not want that. What should I do? So my first reaction is, shut the hell up, husband. You're not pushing a baby out of your vajiji.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why does he get a say?
I know.
And would you want your in-laws in there watching you?
God, no.
What, and you two are husbands of women who have been in labour, which you've demanded your parents.
No, it'd be the end of my marriage, and rightfully so if I had suggested that, because it's all about the experience of the mother. Make sure she's comfortable in that situation, not having two in-laws down the business end making comments and acting like a cheer squad or something.
And she's pregnant with twins.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
big day. So it's double the fun.
Oh,
big
day.
If you miss the first one, don't worry, guys. There's a follow-up act.
So when the key word in her post is forcing me.
Correct.
How can a husband sort of force his parents into a delivery room? And also, what kind of in-laws want to be there? I didn't understand that.
No. Well, I don't understand anyone who's putting their hand up to be in a birth unless they are either giving birth or cause the baby's existence.
That's funny you should say that, because when Tiff went into labour very, very quickly and things escalated extremely quickly. The whole thing only took about 20 minutes overall.
Wow.
And the guy, she said, would you like an epidural? She said yes. And the guy who did the epidural turned to the obstetrician and said, do you mind if I stay? I haven't seen a birth for a while.
Oh, wow.
And
what?
And he said, and our obstetrician sort of been there in the family forever. And he goes, oh, if these guys are all right with it. And I didn't know. So I just sort of smiled and Tiff was preoccupied. And so there's a photograph of just straight after Arnold was born. And it's the midwife, the obstetrician, me, Tiff, Arnold, and the guy who did the epidural. And people always ask, who's that guy?
Oh, my God. That's how it happened. Well, people quickly came to her defense, and some of the comments are pretty funny. Insisting, why are you letting him insist on a damn thing? Yeah. It's not his birth, it's yours. Why are you giving him any say whatsoever? Honey, you're the patient, the queen, and the star of the show. Nothing happens without you. I love the idea of a very pregnant woman sitting there going, nah, it's not happening till they leave.
Hold them in.
Holding those twins in until these idiots walk out.
I like this one here.
Go on.
Tell your husband that before you allow his parents in the room to the labour and the delivery, he must stand naked and also produce a bowel movement in front of your parents. If he accepts the challenge, then he's allowed to bring his parents
in. That is so true, because you do poo yourself sometimes in labour, and it's bad enough in front of your husband, let alone the people you have to look at Sunday dinner every week.
Do you think the mother-in-law would be judging a bit, like, that's not what I would have done?
Yeah, exactly.
100%, that's her job by law.
Call that pushing.
That's... the only way to get even more M. Grant and Ed is to download and subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au.
Guys, it's time for our Friday feel-good story.
Oh, and I'll just tell you the headline and you'll understand why we're all so excited. By we, I mean me.
Yeah.
Dating with your dog.
Yeah.
It's happening in Sydney. This is such a great idea. I know that we do need blokes. We need some men. If you're listening out there and you're single and you got a dog, or you just like dogs. Mm. But the founder of this event joins us now, Tatum Brown. Hello.
Hi, Tatum.
Good morning. How are we?
Well, we're excited. Oh. So if you could, just for everyone in Sydney, let's lay out what the event is and what's going to take place. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So I guess what we're doing is we're holding an afternoon at The Sheaf, and it's dating with dogs. So basically it's for dog-loving singles, so you can either have your own dog. However, if you don't have your own dog, we have rescue dogs to play wingman on the day. So So we're getting on board with Staffy Rescue, and they're providing us a couple of wingmen on the day. So everyone's inclusive. And basically it's just a really casual, fun and flirty afternoon of trying to raise some money for Staffy Rescue Organisation, as well as it being a bit of a dating afternoon. Ooh, so we're throwing out stereotypes of Tinder and Bumble and speed dating, and we're bringing it back to basics and letting the dogs be the icebreakers.
That is nice. That's a good idea.
That's good. And I know that the rescue dogs on the day are also available for adoption, so you're also helping. Yeah.
They are. They are. So we kicked some events off here in Canberra, and we've actually had some luck with a few adoptions and even love stories. So we like to call our events successful.
Okay.
What is it that makes the difference? Why do the dogs add to the dating experience as such? Why is it better than maybe the apps?
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess it's bringing those the right eligible people out to begin with. Tinder and Bumble are very conflicted with, good times as such. So this is bringing the right people out. And also, dogs are great icebreakers. Like, I don't know about you, but if I see a dog, I'm more likely to bend down, talk to the dog first, and then look up at the owner, engage with the owner. So it just it breaks down those social barriers where, you know, if you do have a bit of anxiety or you don't know what to say to that person. And also, dogs make you instantly more attractive and approachable, science says. So we're coming from a science perspective too.
Science. Go science.
This is such a good idea. This is such a great idea. So you've actually given us a couple of tickets for. There are lots of ladies. Of course, ladies are open
to proactive.
Ladies.
Proactive. Yeah. And there's been a lot of females interested, which is awesome. But I do know you need some men. Is that right?
So, we do. We need to hustle up those men and their hounds.
So think about what we're offering you here. We're offering, if you are a single bloke, we're offering you a chance to go and meet lots of single, eligible, lovely ladies that have got the same interests as you, i.e. canines. Mm. So 131060, if you would like to go along to the Sheaf, it is on this Sunday, or from
Sunday
2 to...
Sunday the 24th.
Yeah, Sunday the 24th. So next Sunday from 2 to 4. And the Sheaf's one of the most beautiful venues in Sydney as it is anyway. It's up on the rooftop there. Beautiful spot. But we've also like to give you, if we could, thanks to our friends at mypetwarehouse.com.au, a $500 super luxe doggy hamper.
Yes.
So hopefully
give it away at the event, auction it off, maybe do a little raffle, raise some money.
Let's do that. Oh my God, you guys are amazing. Thank you. Yes. Every bit helps. That's blown me away. So thank you.
Thank you, Tatum. Good idea. Good job. Love it.
The question is, how many is a couple of drinks? And straight away, 131060, people, it is the weekend, people will be going out. We've just realised, Em and Grant, that the range that the word a couple can bring is quite incredible.
It is. For me, it's just two.
Two. A couple.
One, two. A couple.
Yep.
Side That's by fair side. Enough. If I'm having, if I know I'm going out just for a couple of drinks, I'll drive. Because I know that I'm only going to have not much. Like, for me, that is a light. That's me being social. So people don't get on me like, So I'll just have maybe one and maybe two.
Yeah, I consider a couple anything that takes you up to the 0.05 limit, which traditionally is normally one nip of spirits and two glasses of wine.
Oh, I'd be over on that. Yeah.
And that takes you to 0.05.
So, Grant, that's when you went out after the Recorder Family Feud and you got kicked out of the casino.
Oh, yeah, how many?
What did you say on your way out? You said, we're all going out for a wad of drinks.
I think if you can't remember coming home, or you went via a karaoke bar, or you climbed a light post outside of the casino, then that's possibly more than just a couple.
Oh, that's new information.
Yeah, did you do those
climbed things? A light post, did you,
Dom? Yeah, I was just looking for a taxi. I can sort of see if I had a good vantage point of a good taxi, I could wave them down from 25 feet up in the air.
Yeah, now I got you. That makes total sense.
Wonderful.
Don't use your phone and call one. Now climb a pole, idiot.
That's great.
I love you. Actually, I've just gone up in my estimation. It's like when I found out Kevin Rudd, he went on a bit of a party in the States. It made me like him more. You up a light pole, a 10 out of 10.
Well done, Grant. I didn't know you were such a good shimmier, but that's a story for another day. Because this all started with Internet Kieran. Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Because you told us that you were going out for, as you would say in your English accent, a couple of drinks.
A couple of drinks.
And it turned out that you'd had, that a couple was how many?
It depends what day you're asking.
He's written it down, guys.
Well, let's go through the week.
Okay. So Sunday to Sunday. Let's go Sunday to Sunday. Sunday at trivia. Trivia's my time, right? I go on Sunday, I go to trivia.
Don't have to justify it to us, but yes. Okay.
He's a busy working mum, guys.
My girlfriend's listening. This is my time.
Yep.
There was a couple there is about eight. It's 2 hours.
What? 2 hours.
Wow. 8 Mate.
Yeah.
Is not even, that's pre-drinks.
That's, that wouldn't even, that's not even touching the sides.
Okay.
Oh,
Lord. Oh, my God.
God. All right, let's move on. And that screaming you could hear is Kieran's liver. So let's keep going. the next day of a couple.
Tuesday with Kimmy, when I said,
our producer, Kim.
Oh, she loves to get on the rosé.
She has a bottle of wine before six.
Hey, she's drinking one now.
We tried counting when we got to about 12 and went, oh, it doesn't seem like we drank more than that.
12?
Yeah.
So 12 is still in the realms of a couple for you.
Yeah.
So what's a big night then? What's a, oh. I've done this, I've gone too far, I'm being irresponsible with my body.
Yeah, that's what, you just stop counting it after you feel like you've lost the momentum. That's when you should stop counting. The momentum is still in the couple realm because you're gaining momentum.
Yeah, mate.
What do you reckon
your... What the hell is this?
What's your blackout point? Because this is a terrible point to get to, and no one should ever do this.
Sunday
because it's unhealthy, but, like, how many drinks?
No one drinks to that point, Grant.
No.
Let's go back to what a couple is. A couple is, and on another day?
Thursday with my mate Sammy. This was just a couple. We were just going for one drink, and then...
How many did you have?
We went for dinner, 14.
That...
Whoa.
It's not in the realms of one drink. You understand how numbers work, right? Well, you understand how we count things in...
But it's
in...
just like a bottle of wine is a bottle of wine.
So how many... Yeah, I would like to ask that question. And also, 13, 10, 60.
Let's
how
do
many
it.
Is a couple of drinks? What? If you say you're going out for a couple of drinks, and is a couple of drinks less than a few drinks...
What's a few? Oh, Kieran's a chef. We actually have a little bit of internet, Kieran, after a few. Let's have a listen.
Queen of only 18 had some trouble with herself.
Maroon 5, you will be loved for you.
Oh, is that what it is?
He was laying in bed at 5:30 p.m. singing that to his girlfriend.
Oh, how romantic. So
I'm in shock.
She told me to take a nap.
Kieran got told to nap it out on Sunday. To nap it out. For me, and I'm not a big drinker, so, and Ed, you don't drink at all, so maybe we're not the best barometer.
That's why I'm asking.
So let's take it out there. What is a couple of drinks?
As you've said a few times, and the last time I was drinking, a couple of drinks was a couple of sub-zeros.
Yeah,
like
100%.
Quite literally a couple of sub-zeros. That's all I could afford.
Illusion shaker.
Yeah, oh.
His eyes have just lit up on an illusion shaker, guys.
The Berry Street Tavern in North Sydney. those that remember will know. When I used to crank an illusion shaker.
Yes.
Come on.
Hey, he's punching the air, guys.
Can I get the dance moves coming back?
Can we all have illusion shakers, please?
Kim, is it too early for me to have an illusion shaker?
I'd love an illusion shaker. Or a Maduri shaker if you want a green
Maduri.
One.
Oh, man.
Yes,
that's for a classy night. So 13, 10, 60. How much constitutes, how many constitutes a couple of drinks? And by extension, is a few more than a couple?
I'm
it's
so
Friday.
Confused.
We know this is what people are going to be doing. On 13, 10, 60, how many is a couple of drinks?
Two. I mean, we're out of touch. Obviously, you and I are not big drinkers. Daniel, you're a big drinker. You got kicked out of the casino last week and shimmied up a pole to get a taxi.
I'm not a big drinker. That was a one-off occasion. So I don't drink very much, and when I do, it's very rarely. So it's just happened to be last week. But apart from that.
Get up that pot.
I'll go three is a couple. I'll go three.
Okay.
Two is kind of like just still getting in the zone with your friends and relaxing. Three, and then you call it quits
if I have three, then I'm out till 3 a.m.
Yeah, that's your tipping point.
My tipping point is three drinks.
Yeah, I do. That's why I say three.
Rubber
and then
arm.
Stop. Yep.
Rubber arm at three.
Belinda from Sanctuary Point, how many is a couple?
For me, it'll be about two to three.
Yeah.
But my husband is a totally different story. His couple is up to 10.
10.
10.
So what's a few for your husband then?
you go up to 15 to 20.
Wow. Okay, thank you, Belinda. We are sort of finding that out, that a few may even be more. Rodney from Bella Vista, how many is a couple of drinks?
Good morning, guys. Look, a couple of drinks is up until the point where you start slurring your words.
Oh, slurring your words.
So it's like a physical reaction. It determines
really?
A few.
Kim's giving us a dub. I would think if you're slurring your words, it's time to get your coat.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's past a couple. If you can't even hold a conversation.
And Rod, do you get told, hey, you're slurring, or do you know that you're slurring? Oh, he's wandered off. Okay, thank you, Rod. Sean from Campbelltown, how many is a couple of drinks?
Hey, guys. I'd say anywhere from 6 to 12, you know, probably 1 or 2 hours.
1 or 2 hours? Not even across the whole evening.
So, Shawnee, what's less than a couple?
Yes.
Like, what's if you are just planning on having one, because you know you got a big morning or you got to drive, what's... The smallest amount called?
That has to be at least a six pack, at least.
That's a little drink. But is it a tipple? Is it a
drink? Is a drink, drink up to six?
Probably just a few after work, six beers for an early start.
Shawnee's 26.
Okay, Shawnee doesn't take a week to recover like I do now.
There you go. So the range that we found out was between 2 and 20.
And that perhaps Australians have a slightly unhealthy relationship with alcohol.
Do you think? Was that the outcome here?
Maybe.
Well, no, the best thing we learned is that Grant shimmies light poles to find taxis. That's do not do that at Sydney, but that is quite incredible.
I found one. Yeah. Unfortunately, I couldn't get down in time before it went past, but I found one.
Of all the cameras in the world, why wasn't anyone taking a shot?
Get extra giggles when you download and subscribe to the podcast of M. Grant and Ed. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now.
When Mimi falls apart, New Year's Eve. When Tay-Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click.
Well, the Queen and Meghan Markle clearly are BFFs for Evs, guys. They spent a day yesterday, their first ever joint royal engagement. I don't know what they were doing. They were opening some bridge, I think. Anyway, that doesn't matter. They're the ultimate royal power couple now, guys. It's all anyone's talking about. There you go. They're sitting together. The Queen's got a lovely green fetching outfit. Yeah. She's a colour coordinating demon, that woman.
But she looks like she's genuinely laughing at something that Meghan's done.
Yep. Yeah, so there's shots all day long, as long as you like, of Meghan cracking the Queen up. I'd love to know what her gear is.
I haven't seen the Queen laugh like that. I think since, remember that cow came into the arena?
Yeah. She loved the cow. Philip, cows! Yeah, pretty much the same thing.
So excited.
So, of course, she's 92 and doesn't get a laugh that often because bloody hell, she's seen it all. Yeah. But we'll put the photos up on Today FM Instagram account. It's just the most delightful thing you'll see today. Gosh, they clearly love each other.
Well played.
Now, there's a new movie coming out, which I'm very keen to see, called Tag. And basically, it's a story for 1 month every year, true story. Five highly competitive mates play a no-holes-barred game of tag, which has been going for 30 years. This is a true story. And it involves weddings and births and legitimate tags happening. Now, Australia's own Isla Fisher is in it, along with Hannibal Buress, John Hamm, of course, and Lucky Jack was lucky enough to speak with Isla. She called in on the weekend. We were all otherwise occupied.
Yes.
So Lucky Jack did it, and he asked her some great questions. Have a little listen.
You've played this role before, and you just absolutely nail it. I wonder if that's saying something about yourself, that you play these intense characters so well.
To create a unique comedic character is hard. I didn't want to step on the toes of Gloria from Wedding Crashers. But she's obviously a bipolar nymphomaniac and far more unhinged. Anna is just somebody who, although she has the same intensity, she just really wants them to win at tag. And she's a lot more aggressive.
Isla, I read an article that said you'd love to move back to Australia in Byron Bay.
I'm a bit homesick right now. I don't know if it's realistic because everybody's in school and our careers are here and I've got aging parents that are in Europe and I can't move too far from them. But, I have that fantasy.
The film is very physical as well. Was that something that you guys had to, get through, or was it their stunt actors? What happened?
I didn't have to do, as you know, I don't play my characters. Only the guys are allowed to play. But Jeremy Renner actually broke his right wrist, fractured his left elbow on day one of shooting during a stunt, even though he'd survived Lord knows how many Avenger movies and also been like in a James Bourne identity something and in the Hurt Locker. But despite surviving all those actual action movies, he came to Up Studio Comedy and managed to injure himself so severely.
Well, there you go. It looks like a great movie.
Yeah, it looks a bit of fun.
Yeah. Also, she had this message for you, Grant Daniel.
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah, listen.
Hi, this is Isla Fisher. I'm wishing you, Grant, all the luck in the world. I hope you get that gold logie, mate.
Yeah! And later in the show, we will be discussing the curse of the gold logie.
Yeah.
And more messages of support for you, Grant Danielle.
Oh, that's amazing.
I love her in Wedding Crashers.
I'll find you.
That's her famous line.
Well done.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
12 past 8 on a Friday. Grant Denyer, who's having a swing at 10 grand?
Today it is Kath from Caringbah on the phone. Are you ready to play? Yeah, today, fans. Alpha Bucks.
Oh, God, I'm a little bit nervous. So
good.
Exciting, though. Oh, well, got to be in it to win it. Got to try.
Didn't notice the excitement. Let's see if we can get you some money. Is it just going to make you... That's fine. Is it going to make your weekend so much sweeter?
Yeah, it sure will. Look, it's my sister's 30th, so I'd love to get her a really nice present. She's a bit straight, so I thought, you know, get her a stripper, something really silly, she'll die.
Righto. There you go.
Mate, that'll be a good one if you win the $10,000. Channing Tatum himself. Hey,
for 10 grand, I'll do it.
I actually watched Magic Mike the other night.
Oh, amazing. She's
okay,
researching.
Well, your standards are pretty high,
yeah,
then. Okay.
Fine.
30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter E. E for egg. For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice in the adjudicator's word is final. Kath, your letter is E. Here we go. Name a makeup brand.
Pass.
An instrument.
Pass.
A book title.
Eureka.
A number.
11.
Website.
eBay.
An Australian animal.
Echidna.
TV show.
Pass.
A vegetable.
Eggplant.
Clothing brand.
Pass.
You've got to give her Eureka. That is a title of a book. Absolutely it is. I've just checked.
Tough, though, when you start out with a pass. First up, first question.
I know, it rattles you, doesn't it? It just throws you.
$500, Kath.
Yeah. Oh, great. Thank you so much for that.
Good. Have a ripping weekend, Kath.
I really appreciate it, guys. Oh, goodness.
I want everyone to bear with me. Something's happened this week that's hit a community that I'm a part of, and then I think it's just all of a sudden kind of struck a lot of people. On Tuesday night, a 22-year-old aspiring comedian, Eurydice Dixon, was walking home from her gig, and she just played it at a pub, and by all accounts had done really well, and she'd done a bunch of sold-out gigs at the International Comedy Festival and was only a few hundred metres from her home, but she never made it. And we now know that she was raped and murdered, and a 19-year-old man has been taken into custody. And initially, I remember my first comedy festival, and I was getting on a train at 11 o'clock at night by myself, and I remember just feeling so happy and hopeful that my career would take off and joy at what was to come and grateful that I could get on stage and have some time. Mm-hmm. And I know that this is how this girl was feeling at the time, and it has been taken away from her. Mm. And there's been this discussion, boys, about... Look, I'm filled with proper rage and despair over this because there's a conversation happening now, and the police even said she should have had situational awareness and perhaps shouldn't have had her headphones in and she shouldn't have been out late at night on her own. But the fact of the matter is, and Grant, you've got two daughters.
Yeah.
Women should not have to leave the house concerned that they're going to bump into a violent man.
No.
I should not have to have my keys at the ready as a weapon. I should not have to worry about what length my skirt is. I should not have to worry about what side of the road that I'm walking on. And this is what's happening, is this victim blaming that's coming forward. And this isn't a situation where we want to bash men, because I love men and I think we need men as part of this. We need men to call out their mates if they see them being aggressive or territorial towards women. And we also need to re-educate young men and men in general that we as women are not here as an object for you to own or to feel entitled to. We are equals and we are to be loved, cherished and respected. And I don't know, I get to this point where, and Grant, I'll ask you, I have this fierce mentality of, no, I will walk wherever the hell I want to walk. You will not violently assault me. We need to teach, you know, men to be more respectful. But the reality is, and if I'm being real, I have a 17-year-old daughter, and I will not let her, and I will instruct her to not walk alone at night.
Yeah. But the thing is, you should be able to walk everywhere you want and do whatever you want and have your headphones in if you want to listen to your favourite song or podcast on the way home. That shouldn't be the problem.
I know.
That isn't the problem. The problem is, unfortunately, it is a scary and dangerous place this day and age.
But this is the problem when these debates get into the world of online, social, blah, 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 is that they forget that everything becomes a binary opposition.
Yeah.
Where we're in a situation here where both things can be true.
Mm.
Both perspectives are true. Yes, absolutely right. Everyone has the right. She should have the right to go wherever they want. Unfortunately, in society, there are dangers.
Absolutely.
Both of those things are true. And arguing those points is not going to get us anywhere.
I agree.
Doesn't save anybody.
We don't need a left and a right lane, guys. We need a middle lane.
Yes.
Because of avoiding it is not helping. No. And nothing is working at the moment. We are at epidemic levels of violence against women. 51, one woman a week died last year, 30 already this year. We need to find a new way and have a new conversation. We need a middle lane, no left and right. And yes, I should be allowed to walk wherever I can, but at the moment it seems I can't. Mm. So we need to have a better conversation around this in our community because this needs to stop happening.
Yeah.
Absolutely needs to stop happening.
And our thoughts, of course, are with the family and friends of the young comedian, Yuridai Stixon, who's sadly been murdered. Mm. You're right, Em. You can't, arguing about it amongst ourselves is not going to get anything done.
No, let's hope there's a new conversation around this. And yeah, we really hope that this young woman has not died in vain.
Hit that open up, please.
Survey says,
rant for the gold.
Rant in your gold Logie campaign continues, or does it? We had a scare, Em. We had a scare when the wonderful John Wood came in to tell us. Well, do you want to hear it?
I'd love to hear it. We need to hear it from the man himself.
Yes.
Yeah.
People used to say, don't win the gold, it'll destroy your career.
Yeah.
And I think that's fairly accurate.
Oh, God.
Really?
Are you serious?
I haven't worked on commercial television for a while. Since.
Anything? Since?
And that was in 2005?
Six. Yeah.
That was a stern warning to us, and I'm anticipating that a quick about face when it comes to this campaign we're running, because I've been doing the research and the names are quite staggering, quite frankly, of those former winners who are no longer working. Do you want me to go through them right now?
It.
Okay, let's just start with last year, Samuel Johnson.
Well, he retired from acting.
He's out completely of the industry.
He won it for, obviously, his role as Molly Meldrum in the telemovie Molly, currently no longer working or appearing on television.
Nope.
Asha Keddie, 2013, for her role as Nina Proudman in Offspring.
Mm.
She is not working in any Australian commercial television shows.
Obviously, not at the moment.
No, Offspring was not renewed in 2018 for its eighth season. John Wood, as you just heard, that was 2006. Sergeant Tom Croydon, no longer working. Lisa McCune.
She's in the play. She's in the play.
Yeah, not on television, though.
No.
She won the award for working in television, 97, 98, 99 for her role as Maggie Doyle in Blue Heelers. She has worked in shows such as Sea Patrol and Reef Doctors, but not working now.
Yeah, I mean, Rebecca Gibney as well, not a lot of Rebecca at the moment. I would say Ray Martin. We haven't seen Ray that much recently.
Wow.
It's a bloody long list.
Yeah, well,
is this curse a real thing?
Are you currently on the telly right now? I mean...
No, I'm not. I've lost the show before I've even won.
If we've ever had an indication that you're going to win, you are out of work.
Sure, oh, my God.
Yes.
That's like winning the Bathurst 1000 without a car.
On brand.
Oh, my God.
So, sadly for you, though, because there is a conspiracy that there's a lot of people who've been offering us messages of support that perhaps they're trying to push you out.
Yeah.
So, we start today with, there's no other way to say it, Dean from Married at First Sight.
Oh, God.
God bless him.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. He sent us this.
Hey, Grant, it's Dean from Married at First Sight here, mate. I heard you're up for the gold Logie. I wish you all the best, but I don't think you're going to win it, bro. Pretty sure my home girl, Tracy Grimshaw, is going to win that. And I even wrote a little rap for her.
Yes.
It goes something like this. Hey, yo, Tracy Grimshaw, you're going to get the win for sure. Not Grant Denyer, that old fogey. There's no way he's going to win a gold Logie. Anyway, mate, good luck with it, and I'll see you there.
That's MC Vision.
Wow.
See, the real one, not the Ed Cavalier impersonator version.
That guy, we've just been touched by the hand of God.
I have fully turned around. I am now more pro-Dean.
Me too.
I'm sending him a skateboard.
I want him to go for the gold leg. Dean for the gold leg.
Shall we move on to your... And now this is where you know that perhaps it is a jinx, because your rivals and competitors are lining up to wish you well.
What do you mean?
Who is your... Well... Larry Emder, one of your long-time
mentors,
but also competitors.
Don't call him a mentor; it makes him sound old. He's not that much older than you.
But he taught me a lot as a young bloke, as I was coming up through the ranks of television. Obviously, he was famous for Celebrity Splash.
Okay. Oh, that's a dig! That's a dig! That's a dig!
That is a dig!
Take it away, Larry.
Well, hey guys, Larry Emder here from the Morning Show on the Seven Network of Australia. G'day, Em. Hello, Ed. Grant Denyer, 200 Logie nominations. You little beauty. You know, I tried to work out why after 83 years in the business, I haven't had a Logie nomination. Oh. So I decided to poll a recent studio audience, and the results came back overwhelmingly, apparently, I suck. Anyway, if you win all those Logies, you're probably going to run out of speeches. So I'm going to gift you this speech I've been carrying with me for about 10 years. It's a Logie speech I wrote a long time ago. And here it is, mate. It goes something like this. Thank you to TV Week and everyone who voted for me. Thank you to my wife and my children. And thank you, Grant Denyer, for mentoring me through Celebrity Splash and Celebrity Dog School. There you go, mate. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to thank me in your Logie speech, but clearly it would be the right thing to do. Surviving the Logies. My tip, stay away from Andrew O'Keefe.
Yes.
Good luck, man.
100%. That is a good tip. I've seen O'Keefe at the end of the Logies. Jesus.
Okay, so here we go. Larry's on board. Now,
oh, that is so good. That's like the voice of game show God, you know, talking, Larry. That's beautiful. Thanks, guys. That means a lot.
Well, speaking of God, one step under that is, of course, Oprah Winfrey. And not heard on an Australian radio basically ever, but she's gone out of it because she heard that you were doing Ellen's show. Her and Ellen are a big fan, so there's no other way to say this. Take it away, Oprah Winfrey.
Hello, Grant, Denyer. It's Oprah Winfrey here. I've just had a huge lunch of cabbage soup, but I thought I'd give you a... Oh, excuse me. Ooh. To say I wish you all the luck with the gold... Ooh, excuse me. Did have some sausage before the cabbage soup. The gold Logie should be... Oh, dear. Okay, that's going to go for a while, this one.
Yes.
Ooh, it's a chair rumbler. Okay. Oof. Anyway, Grant, as you know, Oprah Winfrey myself is a huge fan of all of your work. My goodness, this one... No, oh, gosh. Yes. It's a squeaker. Oh, and another. And another. This booth... This booth is small. Oh, God.
Yes. Yes. Hi, Brow Comedy. Back at ya. Today FM. Yes.
Today FM, all right.
Survey says...
Ranch for the gold.
This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Em, Grant and Ed is brought to you by the NAB app. Whether you're travelling, budgeting or online shopping, the NAB app has something for everyone. It's made for human.